A very, very, very good evening to you, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum coming to you live from Washington, D.C. Studio 7 on Tuesday, January the 9th, 2018. I'm your host, Mike Corbin.
And I am Evans Zininga.
So, folks, tonight we are talking about the opening of schools and a statement that was officially released by ZANU-SSU, which is the Zimbabwe National Students Union, which says that ZANU-SSU will not rest until a free education system is achieved. We're looking to have the new president of the organization, Archibald Elias Madida, on the show to hear more about that. But for now, folks, we want to hear more about your experiences today and yesterday. What was your take? What's your take, one, on ZANU-SSU's statement? And secondly, what was your experience with the new schools opening up today?
Mike.
Yes.
Let's get talking. We can invite you all people on our social media platforms. We would like to hear from you. You can find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona, or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. Don't forget to use the hashtag StudentsDecide 2018 to make sure that we all see your comments. We are here today.
Today's their day.
Mike.
We are here.
How are you, man?
I'm great.
Good to see you.
Great.
You're looking good.
As always, baby.
Oh, my God. I love that.
But, folks, if you want to contribute live on air today, please give us a call. And the number to call is 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll give you a call right back.
We are also live streaming on live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com, voaindebele.com, and voashona.com. We all yours today.
Oh, Evans.
Mike.
We're back again.
As usual.
Yebo yebo balaleli. Sesifikile madoda uhlelo lenu uhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Okhulumayo intathele izindaba uMike Hove. Lamhlanje madoda, we are talking about ischool fees. Isikolo selivulile. 1 2 enye labantu abaningi bayakhala besithi hayi imali akula madoda. I can't pay for ischool fees. I can't pay for our school uniforms. So sifuna ukuzwa madoda, ngenani kuhlelo lisitshele ukuthi hayi, how did it go for day one esikolweni? One. Two, we're also talking about a statement eyakhishwa yiZANU-SSU, iZimbabwe National Students Union, besithi basically bakhangela ukuthi hey, uhulumende abhadali school fees yomuntu wonke oyizalwane seZimbabwe. So sikhangela ukuthi sizaba lo mkhokheli wangikhona uArchibald Elias ukuthi angene lamhlanje kuhlelo uzasichasisela kabanzi ukuthi hayi, lamhlanje bakhangela ukuthi baza kwenza kanjani, ngoba bona bayasho ukuthi njengenhlanganiso they are determined ukuthi hey, uhulumende uzabhadalela, uzahlawula imali yeschool fees. Vanzo.
Mike. Ndirikuzvinza zvauri kutaura. Muri eZimbabwe nasi tirikuda kukurukura nezvenyaya yeschool fees. Mari dzekubhadharwa kuzvikoro nevana, ingave primary school, ingave kreshi, ingave tertiary. Tiri kuda kuti tinzwisise kuti mari idzi dziri kufamba sei, dzakamira sei, muri kudzionawo sei, muri kudzikwanisa here? Ruzhinji rweZimbabwe ruri kuchema chema, taona kana vechidiki vari kuzvikoro zvemhando yepamusoro, tiri kutaura vetertiary education, timu reZANU-SSU. Tichange tina ZANU-SSU president nasi pano, koma Archford Madiba, tichida kunzwa kuti nyaya yavo iri kuti kudii, chikumbiro chavo kuhurumende, nechichemo chavo chihombe, chekuti ayo, dai hurumende yaona kuti mwana wese wemuZimbabwe abhadharirwa chikoro, pasina zvekukwereteswa mari, pasina zvekutamburira tamburira zviri kuitika. Saka nasi chirongwa tavhurira imimi, pindai mudariro titambe tese, tinzwe kuti imimi muri kuzvionawo sei, muri kuzvifungawo sei. Zvakawanda zviri kutaurika, zvakawanda zviri kuitika. Mike, zviri kunzi kudiko kunzoko nevanhu.
Wati ngiqale lokuxolisa ebalaleli, ngibona ngani asistream kucast letho le VOA Ndebele. Ngilethemba lokuthi hayi, niyazi vele imishina sometimes yahlupha. Kwele Melika asijwayelanga lezi zinto, kodwa sisakulungisa. Kodwa lamhlanje lizwile indaba ekhona. bengixoxa la lo lontanga lo uEvans. Skipani bro. Skipani push up.
Ancholo to light tag.
Push up.
Hayi ngishap mina.
Nasithutshana nendebele nje.
No problem.
Yazi eningi labantu bahlala bekhala besithi hayi
labantu.
Bahlala bekhala besithi labantu bahlala bakhuluma ngesishona. Lamhlanje isindebele emchoko.
No. Azisindezazisizichoko.
Kodwa Evans saka ngiyayiripo handi wanyatso ize yakhe.
Oh nyayiripo tirikuyenzwa. Tambotaura nevakati siyanei makuseni tikataurawo nevamwe zuva rese tichienda nenguva tichinzwawo pfungwa dzakasiyana siyana asi zvandaona kunyanya Mike ndezvekuti vanhu vakawanda vari kuremerwa nemaschool fees nyika iri kurwadziwa vari kuti chaka hanzi neshona yemumwe mutauri makuseni makango chinja driver asi bhazi rimwe chete saka tingori imomo matati rigore rakapera vari kuchema kuti mafees hazvina kumira mushi kudzokera kwevana kuchikora hanzi kwanetsa
so manje bona vathini nxa so besithi okay sekuyisikhathi sokubhadala school fees
hanzi vana vacha vamwe zvimwe zvikoro vana vari kuvanodzingwa zvimwe zvikoro ndozvekwadokora zvekunzi uyai nembudzi mubhadhare so pari kutaurwa zvakasiyana siyana asi zvaka nhasi tichanzwa zvakawanda ndofunga kubva kuvateereri tichanzwawo zvakawanda kubva kuvaenzi vedu vachapinda muchirongwa tichinzwawo kuti kwavari nemapoka vakamiririra zvakambomirawo sei hameno kuti kwenyu kune zvikoro here kunonzi chiko
kupi
Gwabalanda.
Ba, kuna kudena, man. Ayayayayayay. Kuto pala li, lamshanji, skangelu kubalo, ukeso okuqala uzaba nguObert Masarawe, sizama ukumthinta, he's part of the Rural Teachers Union, njalo umnumzana Thandeko Zinti Mkandla, lo ongumbalisi, ngishilo ngathi uArchbold Madida, uzabe khona umkhokheli webandla lezinasu njalo uGift Siziba nyamazi vele uOstalios otshengisela lo uyouth activist so Evans ngizokuthi silomlaleli
Tatoni Mterera tisikumira
ha silo baba Mkandla unjani
ngiyaphila Mike la mahlabezu linjani dina
siyaphila vele we gossiping about you baba
Alright.
So baba earlier on awuthi ngiqale ngithi ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo and happy new year asikakhulumi vele.
Oh thank you. Ngiyabonga lami umnyaka omusha kini.
Mhm. So baba what is your take laba ngumbalisi izikolo zivuliwe lamhlanje abantu bathini?
Abantu bathwele nzima kakhulu.
Mhm.
Ukuvulwa kwezikolo kuvele khona ngokwakho kuletha ukuhlukumezeka emzalini lemntwaneni labaphathi bezikolo lababalisi wonke umuntu ohambelana lezimfundo uthwele nzima ngobana izinto kazihlangani njengokukhuluma kwabantu kunzima kakhulu umntwana umela esikolo imali kayikho kumele atshintshe ngoba nxa siqalisa umnyaka Wonke abantwana ingabe uyaqalisa ingabe usekuliphi ibanga lemfundo ngumnyaka omutsha kuye ingwalo ziyatshintsha kufuneka izimali amanyifomu abantu sebekhulile sokumele bantshintshe hayi baba kunzima kulukhuni abantu bathwele nzima kugcina sokusiba engathi licala ukuthi umntwana wamzalelani ukuthi umhambise esikolo kunzima ngenxa yomumo womnotho welizwe
Kodwa baba njengoba sisi lo mongameli omutsha has that brought any change with regards to indlela isikolo zisebenza ngazo
Bangwazi ukuthi mina nxa sibe endabeni ezinjalo ezivu uba lo mongameli omutsha ongenzilutho okungelalutho ogida lapho kwakugida khona lo oyekona bambi wakhe uyaletha mehluko bani ikuthi abantu kwesinye isikhathi sigcina singena entweni lezi ngenhliziyo singangena ngobuchopho Kakula lutho kutshintshe lona ibizo angithi lona kuthe ngu-2018 kubana umnyaka waviki ephelele ngu-2017 kodwa isikhathi siyafanana izulu nxa lingekho kalikho xa kutheni kunjalo nje kutshintshe ibizo lokuthi kuthiwa sekulo mongameli omutsha izinto ziyafanana xathu kodwa ke futhi ayikhona lokuthi xathu izinto ungathi zikhona zisoma ngamandla kungena undoda yena longenileyo izinto zoma ngamandla ungangena ezitola lapho ubone kudula yonke into angisakhulumi ke ngezinto zokuhambisa abantwana ezikolweni kulukhulu njalo kithi kakulula umongameli omutsha ngumongameli womlomo ngizenzwa kudla lutho dolo lowathi abaphansi
hayi ngiyakuzwa wathi sikhulume ngolumi sikhulume ngesikhiwa ngoba bakhona abantu abangazwisisi isindebele. So Baba, yeah. I want you to ask. Zinasu has released the Bona statement, and they were basically saying ukuthi they want free education for everybody. Njengomuntu ongusakhulayo eZimbabwe. Is that viable?
Under normal circumstances, in a normal run country, in a normal performing economy, that would be viable. Mm. But under the present circumstances, there is nothing that would be viable if we went for free, in quotes, education. Mm-hmm. Because there is nothing who is going to provide for that free education. Mm-hmm. When the state itself is so broke that I think they can't even remember how much they have in the bank, because it's a disgraceful figure. Mm-hmm. Therefore, this issue of free education is a noble idea. I support it under normal circumstances. Mm-hmm. But as of now, I think it's just like whistling in the graveyard. It will never happen.
Ah, ngiyakuzwa baba. Ngicela ukuthi kubambe umlomo kancane. Ngibona ngani silomlaleli.
Okay.
Tabataita muteereri Mike ari pachirongwa. Anditi ndofunga vamukandla vari kuteerera onai.
Of course.
Mukoma Diamond.
Hello, Magadi.
Tiripo Magadi iko imimi. Tinokutambirai muchirongwa.
Ndinofarawo nokupinda muchirongwa.
Maita zvakanaka imi. Zvavhurwa zvikoro kuZimbabwe. Lenyu vana vaendawo here kuchikoro?
Chokwadi vana vaenda but dambudziko rekunyanya kurwadza ka mari. Isusu tiri kuno kubasa kuSouth Africa tinokwanisa kutumira mari kuti vana vaende kuchikoro, asi mari iyoyo kana ichinge yasvika kuti vachiitora mari iyoyo ndopa kuita basa manje ipapo. Mari yakunetsa kuti ichitorwa
kumabhengi ndokuri kusunga
nguva dzangu dai zvatichibvira iyo hurumende pachayo. Ya isa mutemo kuti vana vakwanise kunge vachidzingwa kuchikoro for the meantime. Tika mari yakuwanikwawo mumabhengi mavo, because isu kana takatumira mari yachona ikasakwanisika kutorwa vana vodzingwa kuchikoro zvobatsirei manje.
Zvino hazvizoita here kuti nevamwe vasina mari vasiri kutombotsvaga nevanayo vasiri kuda kubhadhara vangoshandisawo mukana iwoyo wekuti nekuti vana vanzi havachadzingwa kuchikoro vongoregedza kubhadhara vachiwanda nekuti kumabhengi hakuna mari?
Kuwanza nokuti kumabhengi hakuna mari kungaveko, but nesituation iri munyika ka yakuda rubatsiro ruoko rwehurumende ropindawo mukati imomo. Kuti vangu pane nguva yatiri izvezvi vambokwanisa kubatsirawo kuti zvinhu zvireruke, vana vambodzidzawo zvakareruka kudaro, kana zvatobvira nguva tomboita zvemadhona chaizvo. Bhozi, upenyu hwedu kwauri kuenda izvi zvahusina kunaka. Vana vachadzamara vasisaende kuchikoro zvanhu chose zvinhu zvakaramba zvakadaro. Pfungwa yandanti nayo iyoyo.
Aiwa, pfungwa yenyu yakanaka zvikuru. Musati maenda ndikande imwezve mubvunzo pamberi penyu wekuti vechidiki vari kuzvikoro zvemakoleji matertiary vari kuti ivo dai hurumende yanga yagona yangoti chikoro chisabhadharwe vangopinda mahara, mwana wese adzidze mahara, munotiwo kudini pfungwa yawe?
Pfungwa iyoyo ipfungwa yakanaka chaizvo, zvokuti tinotoitsigira kuti dai vanga vachikwanisa gore rino ra 2018 vangotishurawo zvatati tamboona saizvozvo, ngoti no, vana vechikoro hurumende yakumba kubhadharirai chikoro kusvika zvinhu zvatirerukei. Mari vanayo vanavo, vanochema havo kuti havana mari, asi sezvati vanayo mari.
Aya, tinokutendai mukoma Diamond nekupinda muchirongwa. Mova nezuva rakanaka naye.
Ndinofara chaizvo, ndichada kuramba ndichipinda. Musoro ndakajambwawo nechimwe chirongwa ndakatadza kuita catch up.
Aiwa,
tichaita
kuti muite catch up.
Tinotenda.
Zvakanakai.
Dangi.
Wamunzwa Mike muteereri.
Obetini lo baba.
Muteereri ari kuti pfungwa yekunzi chikoro chipindwe mahara yakanaka. Asi pari zvino hanzi zvakaoma. Vari kuremerwa vana kuti vadzokere kuzvikoro ikarati. Hazvina kumira zvakanaka.
One round.
Ameno kuti zvichafambiswa sei. Imbonzwai kuna vamukandla.
So baba mukandla, wuti ngibuyele kuwe. Ngilombuzo la ngibala umlayezelo ovela kuDouglas Tinashe Runesu uthi ukhuluma ngesishona uthi isu tinongoti pass ne new curriculum. bengifuna ukubuza baba inki udubo olubhekwe ngene ngabantu abaningi ngecurriculum lena entsha, what is the biggest problem?
Udubo olukhulu ukuthi icurriculum yona le entsha uhlelo lozokufunda lololutsha luthwalisa abantwana labazali nzima. Kambe nxa kuya kuthi phela abantwana sokumele baphume ngesikhathi sokufunda bayedinga ulwazi ngapha izifundo ezinye zibamelele xa bengena kusenisekumele ngabancinyaze kumele bazibatshayise ilanga selingale ingqondo zabo kazenelisi ukuthi batshone bexutha lalo kuthiwa ngamathaski. Okunye kwakhona ngibona nje emasekendari kuyabe kufuna imali yokuthi umntwana gadi nje emadolobheni asuke laphaye laphana ayequtha abuze laphana asuke laphana aye laphana. Umntwana ngapha kulo msebenzi lo esithi i-homework omele akwenze ngekhaya phezu kwamathaski lawo kulalo kuthiwa i-research kuningi kakhulu ukuthi akuthi amakhanda abantwabethu bona abafunzwa khona lokho awayenelisi kukuthwala khona lokho. Thina abanye sahamba safunda safika le ma-university sakwenza lawo ma-research project kodwa kwakunganzima kwakungasibi njengalokhu esikubona ebantwaneni. Eqinisweni eqinisweni abantwana bazabaleka ezikolweni beqotshwa ikolo kuthiwa yi-new curriculum eyapho yathathwa abantu babanjwa ngamandla kwazake kwenziwe ucwaningo lokuthi kuzahamba njani ebantwaneni. Undoda lolukho rayikho bamtshayisa phansi wabo kuvuka kwelina ngowaphupha ukuthi into le kayingena ezikolweni akwenziwa njalo ngabe into le yaqale yahluzwa okweminyaka mhlawumbe emine bayiqalelela abantwana phansi babe bekhwela layo besiya phezulu izabangela ukuthi abantwana bazoluka ezikolweni laba balithi nxa bengatheli imisenzi eminye bazatshiya ngoba lokhu yikusebenza njengesigqili.
So kodwa baba njengoba umnumzana Dokora was fired so kulo munye umphathi ntambo, has that generated any difference with regards to i-curriculum?
Not at all, according to my knowledge. Nothing has changed. Actually, I remember Dr. Mavima saying, Aluta continue with the new curriculum. So it means he did not even do his own homework and listen to the stakeholders. I'm sure if you listen to PTUZ, Zimta, Atu, Zinas, almost everyone who is a stakeholder in the education system of this country is not happy with what is happening because there was no consultation, they did not want to get any advice from anybody. Like always, this government is not people friendly.
So manje baba njengoba eningi, I remember at some stage and point umnumza Dokora had said ukuthi abantu abangela mali can now pay with the livestock. Is that still going on?
Yekela ngiqale ngihleke ngoba yena owabona ngabe khona lokho kusenzakala phela indaba yokufunda le ungathe nxa uzofungathenga amabhuku abantwana amathola uyayithengisela abani imbuzi uzabe uzigcina esibayeni sikabani. Umntwana ufunda empophoma kobulawayo bayayithatha imbuzi egwatemba babuye lazo uzazigcina abe umphathi isikole azithengisele bani yikudlala lokho njalo. Kanti nxa ufuneka itshintshe uzamtshintsha ngani ngenkukhu uyamtshintsha ngani? Wayekhuluma nje ngabona nxa wakubeka leyo ndlela njengoba lathi sakuzwe kathi kunjalo ngiyaxolisa simli ngabona kukhona ekubhemile
waza wakuhlekisa baba. I know ngiyakuzwa baba. So Evans, do you have any question for Mr. Mkanda? Go ahead and shoot, buddy.
Mr. Mkanda.
Yes, sir.
Long back, there were facilities provided by the government through various models of funding to support students in colleges and universities until they graduated, and there was a structure for them to pay back after graduating and once they've started to work. Do you see this feasibly happening anytime soon?
Well, as I've said, I think some of us went through that. I remember when I went to college, way back during the colonial era, there was what was called the VTL, vocational training loan, which was deducted from my salary the moment I started teaching. And also, even though I came from a not-so-rich background, I was able to do my training and finish it. And I know in the schools there was what used to be called a grant. to the students, per student, primary and secondary school. And that assisted the financial burden that the parents had. But currently, because this government is bankrupt in terms of proper policies, and again, because I don't know if there is political pride to admit and accept that those revolving funds paid dividends at the end of the day, they are not prepared to do that. I think they are more of interested in just getting money from the people, not coming up with policies that will make even the poorest of the poor attain education. I'm sure they should be ashamed of themselves. But some of them, I know some of them, we may have been together at college, that's how they came through, even at university. But now they don't want to do the same for the less privileged of our communities. As I see it now, none of that is going to happen. I don't see that happening. I don't know if we're ever going to have a new government this year. The NPS, we can start talking of these things. With the current government, they will never, ever, ever do that.
That's a very tough one there, Mr. Mkandla. But hey, we appreciate your contribution, and I hope the powers that be are also listening to these conversations, and they will take heed and understand what the people are looking for and how to help the nation. Thank you very much, Mr. Mkandla.
Thank you.
All right. Forward. Mkoma forward, shuru wa mbae.
Ya, mazura zei.
Ata, swera mkoma imuraite.
Ati, nane edu.
Mapinda ka mchurongwa baba. Manzu wanya eripo, chukurukura neze, ya. School fees, chukuru, zikoro, javura. Zakafura nezuro, zimwe, javura nasi.
Javura nasi.
Saka, ati zoti imaga zvona sezo.
Ima mafura ere.
I was in the bank.
Mr. Forward, ndikubvunzai mubvunzo umwe chete. Mabata nyaya yekuti mati mimi makorea Smith zvinhu zvanga zvakatonaka, maministeri osa achimhanya zvakanaka, mari iripo, ndobva tasirwa zvinhu zvakanaka kudaro. Zvakazoenda kupi zvatakasirwa zviya zviya? Mari yataive nayo yakatorwa nani? Makapinda zvipfukuto here mudura? Chii chakazoitika?
Zvino tiri pachirongwa takapinda nguva yapera kana makanadzo kutarisa problem iri muZimbabwe kana vanhu vachiita vari mukuru vakuru muhurumende vakazvikomberedza nemasavhenizwa kuti kana ukada kujamba mubaya kana ukada kuti hei ini vanokurovanisa zvirero muta ndakambokupai mufananidzo wekuti mucharangarira here pa1992 or 3 kuti kumbirai kangai kuti minista weagriculture wakaba $300 million Zimbabwean dollars uri munhu one vanhu vachiri 6 million zvekuti munhu umwe waikwanisa kuta mari pa5 million agriculture ndobvaya uya ipapo ndakupai mufananidzo wanyanya gumbo nemakresida aya aitengerwa maminista kuti chii ndakatora nzimbo minista ministry iyo ndokubva yaikadobva papera saka tikamatsiropodza maministry ese ava nemasirwa azvo zvataiziva ro ministry of road nguva yasimuti mugwagwa wokudzibva waigredwa waifamba mota yemukuru wevadzidzi
imazona saka nyika
iripo zvichifamba zvakanaka but iko zvino unoshayiwa kuti nhaye mota dziri kufamba sei vanhu vane mota vane mweyo murefu dzingadini kana vane makombi vane mweyo murefu saka tozatati todini ngavangoti no kusvika zvazvonaka vanhu ngavangoenda chikoro mahara and kana kuti ndekurikupapa nemabhazi ehurumende kuri amahara mindeko munoenda kusvika nokuti tatoona kuti hapana chimwe chiti hatisina imwe nzira hatisina imwe option nokuti chero ndikada kuenda kuministry of health hakuna chinhu ndikada kuenda kuministry of mines hakuna chinhu ndikada kuenda kuministry of water hakuna nemvura yaita vanomwa madhaka ndikada kuenda papi pese saka tinotangira papi nyamwe muri mumega munondibvunza mubvunzo wakadaro tinotangira papi nemuwo munozoona sezvi zvakaita sezvi
tanzwa mukoma zvamataura
mudai mubhadharai kana mwana ukadai munosungwa munotorerwa nechikonzi ora unotora zvechikonzi semunhu unosora uchitambura kumaricho asi ii munobva mamari murutunganidza munotora mari yese muchigovana pachenyu nokuda kwesimba romunenge munaro varombo vaya vogara vari varombo then vafumi vogara vari vafumi government is this one
hey regai ndikubatei muromo mukoma wangu asi zvamataura ndofunga veruzhinji vanzwa naivo vakateerera vakuru kana vari pedyo vanzwawo pfungwa dzenyu tinovimba vachateerera vagogadzirisa zvinhu kuti zvinofamba sei tipowo vamwe mukana mike wanza zvataurwa nemukuru hero wanza zvataurwa here nemukuru
uteni pela ubaba forward
baba forward vari kuti nyika iyi ngaigadziriswe hanzi Smith aive nani akasiya zvinhu zvakanaka maministiri ese aine mari nzira inoenda kudhibha ichigredwa ichigadzirwa zvese izvo zvanzi hakusisini saka mwoyo wavo wakavhiringika havana mufaro
hai baba lapa balaleli silo mnumzana uforward umlaleli wethu ungeni lokuhlelo waze wachasisa wathi heye madoda inhliziyo yakhe iphukile ngoba one ubona ngani ngesikhathi sika umnumzana uSmith everything was great uthi hayi kodwa manje sekulomehluko ngathi amanzi le oil akubambisani it's not the same but hayi madoda yena ufuna ukuthi kube lomehluko kube lo tshintsho elizweni lethu ufuna ukuthi umongameli lo omutsha atshintshe alethi nguquko
maonero avo
of course
maonero avo isusi takanga tisiko makore ana Smith avari kutaura asi tiri kunzwa vachitaura pano kuti ndo zvakanga zviriko ini ndofunga kuti dai zvaigoneka kunzi nzira dzigadzirwe vana vaende kuchikoro handi ndo nhau yatavinga pano nhasi yekuti vana vaende kuchikoro zvakanaka chinenge chiri chinhu chakanaka ichocho chatiri kutsvaga kuda kunzwisisa chaicho ndechekuti zvoitwa sei zvese zviri kunzi zviri kunetsa izvi kuti zvigadziriswa
woti ngibuyele kulo ubaba mukandla before we go to guest wetu wesibili uGift Siziba baba mukandla usasekhona
ngikhona jaidala
okay wathi ngikubuze one more question and then we can let you go uyazi baba Nkandla eningi labantu keep talking about isikhathi sika mnumzana Smith mina I wasn't born mina ngiyi born free so nxa abantu bese comparisha both times is there a chance yokuthi umongameli lo omutsha can bring back those good times
la kungabona kungafana ukukhwela intaba ngomhlanu iqhanze sibili ishamba nalana nxa useshamba nosuka kobulawayo akwenzeki ngoba into le ungathi luhlanga lwebandla leli elibusayo ukuthi abantu kumele bezwe ubuhlungu kakhulu nxa sisithi izinto zazisebenza ngesikhathi sika Smith kinabanye safunda ngale kwakuthi Smith safunda esekona sasebenza eloku ekhona ngaphandle kokuchothala zombangazwe lelandani iqiniso ikuthi izinto zazihlelekile sitho sibili iqiniso elipheleleyo bangasola abasolayo kodwa abayintanga yama abakubonayo bangena ezikolweni bafunda bakwazi ukuthi izinto zazingcono ischool fees sasibambeka imali yayikhona le misebenzi sekitsho emigodini le maplazini langaphi abantu babehamba basiyasebenza kwenzela ukuthi bafundise abantu bababo abantu babethengisa ingathi inkukhu wawulaku uyithengisa lezo zikhathi uyebhadala esikolweni khathesi kuzowubhadala ischool fees omntwana uyaqeda isibaya sokuedu kungelalutho ukuthi izinto zibuyele kuhambana vele kangiboni kanti bakudiliza bekangele ngaphi angithi uhulumende lo usukela ngo-1980 kwaba lokuyibisesa okuncane okwe-inclusive government kodwa uhulumende lo nguye vele kazihluphi ngezinto ezithinta impilo yabantu ikakhulu labo abaswelayo uhulumende lokuphatheka ngezinto ezingelancedo ngezinto zokuxabana lokwezi zinto ezingaqedakali ezenzondano kahlali phansi abuze bonabo abantu abakhokela ukuthi lapha singenza njani bangaze babuzwe laba bantu ngathi ngesilungu this government is full of arrogant ministers they don't want to listen to anybody what they only exude and display is belligerence. They want their power to be felt, not to do anything good for the nation. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to say, as long as these guys are there, this country will sink deeper, if ever there is anywhere deeper to go.
Ha, Baba Mkanda, sikuzwile ngempela. Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu. Bekuhle ukuba la kuhlelo namhlanje, Baba.
No, let me abonga. Thank you so much, guys. Continue the good work.
Thank you, thank you. And Happy New Year one more time.
Well, happy in small letters because there is nothing really to be happy about except to thank the Almighty that was still alive.
Ukuthi sifikile. Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu, Baba.
Siyabonga.
Ube lo busuku buhle.
Thank you. Siyabonga.
So, Evans. Uzo ngisikhathi neguest wethu wechipiri. Mr. Siziba.
Mr. Siziba.
Unomzela.
Jamuka.
And yeah.
Jamuka.
That's correct.
Aha.
Siziba Siziba unjani chief? Siziba.
Yey, ngiyakuzwa.
Awu unjani baba?
Hayi ngiyaphila.
Kunjani? Useharare angithi?
Useharare.
Izinto zime kanjani khona apa eHarare njengoba isikolo sesivuliwe?
Hayi Harare kubi lapha ngoba vele kunzima ngoba abantu ukuthi bezikolo kuyahlupha njalo abafana umnanga kuthi funa ukutshintsha izinto kodwa into zakhona zibonakali ukuthi zitshintsha njani
kodwa eningi labontanga bona bathini nxa sebesithi okay isikhathi sesikolo sesifikile wena ngithi lawe ya also at the University of Zimbabwe
yes
bona bathi
ukuthi ulihluphe kona ukuthi izikhathi eziningi izikolo zivulwa okuhle kufike engqondweni yomntwana ludubo ikati kudala nxa sibona thina njengami nangena isikolo 99 ngangeke ngaqalisa ukucabanga ngokuthi izikolo zivuliwe manjani lalokhu kumbe kunje ngambona kuyisikhathi sokuyabona bhek abangane lokuchasisa kubabalisi ukuthi hhayi ilangeni ngasoze ngalikhohlwa sasihambe savakashi kuyabona impophoma zevitoli manje kathesi ikakhulu kwe-university vele uma senza so sukucabanga uhlupho lokuthi manje gathiyesa ama-results ngiyabuyela esikolo angikwazi ukuthi ngaphuma le ngayo ngoba ngingabhadala i-school fees sengifuna enye imali kathesi so ikuvula kwezikolo kungani kuvula igapa eligcwele amahomisi amakhulu kakhulu empilweni zomntwana wesikolo manje kuba nzima kakhulu ngingazi emzalini nxa kunzima kini njengomfundi
kuyafana baba. So okay, what's sikhulume ngesikhiwa for a bit ngoba bakhona abantu abangazwisisi ngolimi ulimi lesiNdebele. Harare, what is it looking like when it comes to the youth? You know, schools have now opened and a lot of people are now... we've already spoken to some parents that are complaining about the school fees, saying, hey, Matota, there's no money. Based on your experiences as someone who's constantly working with the youth, what is it looking like there?
One of the albatross against the full realization of education in Zimbabwe as one of the key pillars to the economy is exactly the school fees, both at primary, secondary, and tertiary level. I will speak from a tertiary level. The challenge whenever schools are opening is to begin to think about how much money you put into education. It is very exorbitant, and most of the students, in fact, 68% of students in tertiary education are living in debt. Most of them have fees arrears that have not cleared. They're not aware of their results. So they continue the next semester on work. So it's only work that is transferring one student from a semester to the next. And also even locating the education crisis with the broader unemployment crisis, that you have to work so hard, pay exorbitant fees, and then fail to get a certificate, and then wake up next morning with an empty stomach and a jobless existence. That trouble is one thing that every student thinks of every time when schools are open, that I'm struggling, but where am I going to get a new job? Where am I going to be employed? Is the economy enough to consume me as a graduate? But how much money am I forking out to acquire this tertiary education certificate?
So now, Gift, you know, school from primary up until secondary, the government itself says that as a student, you should have access to education. It's a basic right. Is that still applicable? Is that still happening in Zimbabwe? Ukuthi abasakhulayo from grade one up until grade form six, it's free education.
That is only in the constitution, section 75, subsection 1 of the Zimbabwean constitution, is the only thing that still speaks that particular language. The government speaks no such language. They are privatizing primary education and secondary education. So rhetoric has been a challenge, because rarely rhetoric it cannot be transferred into policies and actions of government. So, for example, these guys say, no, we're going to provide free education, but people are paying. Go anywhere, just pick a school fees. Students will tell you that I'm paying so much in primary school. In universities, even worse. Actually, today, a few students were detained at HICC when they attempted to attend the chancellor and the vice chancellor's meeting at the Ara International Conference, and wherein the Chuo was discussing around the tertiary education and even promising academic freedom that, no, you should hold public lectures at universities. They should be sent up for debate and dialogue. But go to the Zimbabwe tomorrow and demand to have a public lecture that scrutinizes the national question. You'll be chucked out, you'll be suspended, banned from anywhere closer to College Drive and Mount Pleasant Drive. So these challenges where rhetoric and the politicking is not translated into policy, it's become an albatross in terms of full realization of academic freedom. So that is the same thing with tertiary education funding. So they say, no, we have to do this, but it will never materialize. The Minister of Tertiary Education just released recently a 100-day plan. It does not speak to the crisis of funding in tertiary education. And that is the exact challenge, that tertiary students are not funded. So what happens next? There are consequences. Social life, economic life of students begin to diminish because their education is not funded. So what happens with this type of mark in universities, with these challenges of corruption and challenges, you know, of students now engaging in other activities with external, you know, former, you know, students and these other madalas? It's because people are in search of survival. So if you pay certain fees, you don't have money to eat at college because they're not staying on campus. You are renting somewhere, which is something like $120 a month. So then get that money, and then universities want their money in full, no payment plan. But the economy is in shambles. We don't have, literally don't have an economy to talk about in this country, in as far as education is concerned, in tertiary institutions. So these contradictions around different, you know, strategic sectors of our economy are affecting the day-to-day livelihood of
Mugoma Gift.
Yes.
I'm going to throw you in the deep end for a little bit.
Okay.
There has been talk around that said university and college students in Zimbabwe whenever they get access to funding in terms of grants and loans. They misbehave across the city. They engage in prostitution. They engage in drug abuse. They engage in various misdemeanor across the country. How do you respond to that?
That is an ageist rhetoric by tired and failed politicians who do not understand the importance of a social fabric in any society. Number one. Number two, it is a pure rhetoric by these old people who have failed to run this economy. So their justification of failing to fund education is that it's promoting vagabond. But what gave them the moral mandate to speak about corruption and all these other things are downtrend and so forth? These people are known. Some of the former ministers in Robert Mugabe's government were caught in Brazil trying to satisfy their sexual desires in those higher design vendors somewhere in Brazil and Eastern and Northern Europe. So these people have no moral barometer. Even during the liberation, most of them were known for indulging and diverting from the fundamentals of the populace, the Razema soldier, which founded the moral barometer of the struggle for liberation in our lifetime. So these are people who are even known of even sneaking. We have names of government officials who sneak into tertiary institutions and try to cajole female students using their SUVs given courtesy of the bloated government structures, whether within the civil service, the civil bureaucracy, and different government structures. So these are the very same people who are even infecting students with STI. So they don't have the moral mandate to talk about how students conduct themselves after being given grants. The last time students have grants, I was not even born when students were given grants. So to then say students want tertiary education today, who misbehave, and also using history to justify their failure and history to predict the future is very dangerous and detrimental for our society. But if we do so, we're going to say, no, these same people failed in Robert Mugabe's government. They're known for looting. We lost 50 billion under their own disabled leadership. So they must also equally disappear from the courses of power. So that statement, I think, should not be positive. They are the worst people that define that particular process of fitting in the same smell issues of their historic behavior.
Uh-huh. Okay, Mr. Gift, I get you. I get you very loud and clear. I'm gonna throw one more question and we will give you a little break so we can put this in perspective and also share with the other listeners and viewers on what you are saying and what your views have been. There used to be a presidential education scheme that took students from, all over the country. I remember it was run by Mr. Mushowe, and they used to have a program that took students across various colleges and institutes in South Africa, in China, in Russia. Is that still going on? Do you have an idea on that?
To correct the facts, that program was taking ZANU-PF students or ZANU-PF-linked individuals going to study somewhere. For obvious political reasons, it was never meant to beneficiate, as it said in the blueprint, the vulnerable and the orphans in our society. But wherein in our society we expect a broader presidential program to support students who should go and study based on merit. Mm-hmm. So one of the dangers and challenges of these particular initiatives is nepotism and corruption. They are all clouded in the smelly bag of corruption. So that it becomes a challenge and continues to be a challenge today. Pick any individuals from a society who have excelled very well in their academic endeavors who have been selected from this program. You not pick anyone who cannot give you a contact of somebody who they are biologically related or closely related to with a member of ZANU-PF.
Okay. Sikubambe kangani gift. Don't go away. We'll come back to you in a little bit. Just hang on there.
We have another guest. One more. Yebo.
Who?
Mama Sara Ure. Zirufamba here, Mkoma.
Yeah, Zirufamba.
Ah, Mkoma, Mrundi Netsa, Pada, Papa, WhatsApp, Asimuripo, Pamebo.
Papa, WhatsApp, Pamebo, Zirubiti, Kaka, Wano, Mbo, Bara, Bara, Kwa, Kwa, Na, Wano, Zirubiti.
Aywa, Atro, Kamchira, Mchirongo, Mkoma.
Thank you very much.
Saka, nyaya ripo, nasi, tutala nezwe, nyaya, tushikoro, zavuru, wa one. Uyezwe, two, zinasu zimbabwe zimbabwe zinasu sorry
national students union
yes it escaped my head for a second they were saying kuti they want free education for majority of Zimbabweans, of course, because it's a basic human right. Now, as someone who is part of the Rural Teachers Union, what is your take on that?
Free education is a constitutional right enshrined in the Constitution of Zimbabwe, Section 75, and it must be realized. That's number one. Number two, the establishment of a democratic developmental state, which is something that we've always argued that it should drive the ideological pathway of our society, enshrined that education must be funded. Education, health must be funded by the state. It is the reason why we collect tax. It is the reason that why we are so much interested in the scandal that happens in the diamond sector and other, you know, tax generating, you know, a resource, natural resources in our country. It is because that education must be funded, and it is a possibility, and it is the only way forward for our society in terms of human development and empowerment. Because remember, Zimbabwe is a hugely agro-based economy, and only when we have technical expertise grown from Zimbabwe who understand the climatic conditions and they've experienced in the society can only be able to drive the establishment of a democratic developmental state anchored on a socially just economy, and that is the clear provision of free education.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, based on my understanding of the Constitution, free education is up until secondary school. So, for example, we're speaking to Gift Sizeba, who we still have on the line, and he was talking about how Zinasu, and he also agrees with them, that they don't accept the 100-day plan released by the new minister because it doesn't address issues such as free education. Now, for someone at tertiary education, how do you then explain or justify that, where in the Constitution itself says up until secondary school?
The Constitution allows funding a free education when resources permit. So it does not limit. The Constitution is very clear that it does not then stop funding of tertiary education. So which is part of the things that probably amendment should make it clear in terms of provision of education. But we believe beyond the doubt, if somebody who has been in tertiary institutions, and I'm still there, and I believe that tertiary education must be funded. It's not so much in terms of these bachelor implications on the economy, but then those that can contribute to the economy are so much that it is worth an investment. So our argument is both from an ideological persuasion and also from a clear economic perspective that without free education, we cannot speak of the future. But it's not about seeing things that you can see with our own eyes, but it's throwing things to the future to say how much we invest to the future and show our commitment as a government and our commitment as a people to the future of this country through funding education. So for me, I think it's something that should not be compromised. And I wish if I was a student leader, I was going to spend the entire, after Idinanga concluded today that, you know, academic freedom must be realized in state institutions. I was going to spend my entire semester demonstrating and demanding free education because it's something that is possible in our society. The only way that is stopping free education in Zimbabwe is corruption. Corruption, corruption and the lack of political will from the central government.
Mukoma Masaraure. Hello? Murugundi nzwa here Mukoma?
Ndirugundi nzwa baba.
Vachiri Mukoma Masaraure ra.
Taurai varikunza.
All right. Ndoda kuti ndikubate muromo zvishoma ndidzoke pakuti ndaona panapa muri kumirira Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Tambotsvaga makuseni tikashaiwa mumwe angataura akamiririra vavarairidzi maererano nematambudziko ari muzvikoro. Tangoona kuchitsimbirirwa nhau yekunzi mari dzadhura, maextra lessons hatichada, zvikoro zviri kunetsa vana nevabereki. Todawo kumbonzwawo mutauri anotaura kuti imi sevarairidzi zviri kukunetsa iwo zvii. Takatarisana nehurumende, takatarisana nevabereki, takatarisana nevana vari muzvikora.
Halo.
Manzwa zvandabvunza here Mukoma?
ndakunzwai.
Ndipindurewo ipapa apo tinzwe kuti munopaonawo sei.
Ya, ndinoda kutaura ndakamirira mubereki, ndakamirira varairidzi zvamataura izvandisi murairidzi angu, ndotoitawo rimwe basa ndiri South Africa.
Okay, ababa tapinda mapinda kapchirongwa muri muterere handi.
Eh.
Ah, uraita mapinda yenyu muchirongwa. Eh, saka mamuchitichi endera yenyu mberi.
Ndiri kutaura kuti nyaya iripo varume chinokangamwa vanhu, chinokangamwa vatungamiri vedu ava kuti ivo vanhu. Batidzidzisi havangakwanisi kuita basa muzvikoro musina mabhuku. Unomukira kunoticha vana vanokangamwa zvavakadzidzisa nezuro. Vononyora matezi, hapana pekunyorera, hapana pekuita chii. Uri kuti une vadzidzisi masvivo 7 munyika yekuitei zvakadaro. Chinotinetsa varume ava imbavha, ndozita raringashandisa rechokwadi. Vatungamiri vedu ava imbavha, vanopromota umbavha, vanoti havadi corruption nemuromo. Asi corruption vachiita every day, kuri kukurarama kwavo kwavanoita every day. Vana vavo varume ava havadzidzi muZimbabwe. Ivo pachavo havarapwi muZimbabwe. Saka zvemuZimbabwe inzvimbo yavo, bhesi ravo rekuluta nekuba vari chete. Hapana chavo chiri muZimbabwe vanava. Chavo chiri muZimbabwe ndivo physically kuzotibira. Because tikatarisa kuti munhu anobatiwa kunzi anga ane mari mumba 10 million savachombo, yakatogwa yakaendepi? Vari kusungirwa nyaya dzecorruption kuti vangu vane dzimba dzakadai 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 dzichiri dzavachombo dzimba idzi. Zvinodii kutogwa, zvotengesegwa vanhu, mari yotogwa yoiswa muzvikora vana vodzidza. Saka zvavari kuita ivo havatodi kuti maZimbabwe munge makadzidza sezvatasvika patara kuti takuona zviri musaga. Zviri musaga zvaatasiparendi maita kukwanisa kuzviona. Ndo zvavakanga vasingadi kubva pekutanga. Ivo vana vavo havadzidzi muZimbabwe. Ivo pachavo havarapi muZimbabwe. MuZimbabwe bhesi ravo rokuluta. Saka zvimwe zvese zvatingaita ruzhinji kweZimbabwe tiri kungobibwa nevanavo. Because ukatadza kanga yakanga akaba 15 mita kuti miriyoni yegrain paya pakaitwa sei, haana kusungwa. Vamugabe vanonzi ane mapurasi 13 havana chavanoitiwa, votonzi pei yavo inofanirwa kuwanikwa every month. Asi pei yaticha ari kuticha vana kuti kuve nepundutso munyika haiko. Zvinorevei, vane dzimba dzinobuda izvi nemafoni nematv mese todzona dzimba dzavo dzemabhiriyoni nemamiriyoni. Vanozvidii mari iyoyo vakaiwanedi? Why can't you sell those things zvakabiwa mari idzoke munyika? That's the only way hurumende yavamunangagwa ingaita kuti ireforme Zimbabwe idzokere payanga iri. Zvabatiwa zviri pambavha ngazvitogwe zvitengesewe. Mari tiizive kuti pakaushenwa mba yanhingi yakanga iri pakati kaiswa mari musvesi. Ndochoga nzira inokwanisa kuita. Zvikoro zvakavhugwa izvezvi zviri kuno South Africa ndine vana 4. Ndokwanisa nhamongani yekuti ndinoshuzhira vabereki. Ndinotumira chikafu chokudya, ndinoda kupambara nemayunifomu, ndozvindopindira mumabhuku. Mari yacho unotumira school fees, mari yao unowana kuti unotumira kunobhadhara chikoro. Chii chavari kunyatso kuita kuda kuti kutiitira?
Mukoma wangu.
Wakamira sei wavari kuita?
Ndiripo. Ndikubatei muromo mukoma. Ndakukubatai muromo, handisi kukumisai kutaura. Nguva yedu yakuzoenda kwainonoperera, toitira kuti vamwe vachiwanawo mukana titipendere itipendere. Asi nhauya mataura yakakosha tainzwa, tovimbawo nevakateerera vanzwa zvinyunyuto nezvichemo zvenyu. Naivo vakuru venyika todaira kuti vari kuteererawo vachanzwawo kana vachigadzirisawo zvakwavari. Asi tovimba kuti shoko harivhikwi, hazvisi zvibhakera, rinenge rasvika chete. Saka tinokutendai nekupinda muchirongwa.
Ndokutendai zvikuru baba.
Zvakanaka imukoma wangu.
Evans, we committed a sin, my friend.
Mike.
Hatina kuverenga macomments.
A very dangerous sin. A very dangerous sin. But I'm going to ask you to give me 1 minute. I have to say this before 1 minute.
Pinda, pinda.
Before. Ndoda kupindawo muchirongwa.
Go. Eh,
unoona tisati tauya pachirongwa chinechi. Ndambotarisa zviri kuitwawo kune dzimwe nyika. Tikatarisa nyika yeBotswana, maitira vanoitawo education system yavo. Tikatarisawo Libya, ndafarira yeLibya. This is very funny, but I'm going to share this. In Libya, you don't pay a single cent for any form of education all the way from 0 to 100 until you finish. As a graduate, when you finish, before you get a job, the government will pay you assumably what you would have earned if you had found a job in your industry.
Okay.
This is what's happening in other countries.
Tukuendele with Libya.
Libya, nema shatiru ainonzi, yaka hita mu Afrika. Kubotsukwana, mwana wesa anu inda kuchikora anu badari. Kana uka wana mzimbo kwa Amerika, oru mwana chizaru wache kubotsukwana. Urumende ya Botswana inu kupamari, yokutumira kuchikoro, yende unodzidza. Kana wadzoka, woshanda, woshandra nyika. You can pay back in various ways. In kind, by committing to the society and other things. Asi ndiri kuda kuti tinzweo kuti zvinhu zvakadai zvese izvi kuZimbabwe hazvisi kuonekwa here.
What's the buzzer?
Zvoitwa sei?
Izwa kuti usiziva usasaiko. Siziva angiti kukona.
Did we lose him?
Gift angiti kukona.
Yeah, ngikona.
Right, so uyamuzwa phela uEvans ubebuza esithi ungabheka amanye amazwe uyazi education. Chogachov. The whole ride, mahala. Bese city, nga usuqedile, you now work for the government. Because when they invested in you, you are now paying them back. Hey, Zimbabwe, what's stopping us from doing something like that?
Exactly. That's my point. We've argued, and we continue to argue today, that the debate must not be the provision of education. The debate must be what then should be a plowback mechanism of saying, if we invest in human resource capital, you can go to Google, you find a Zimbabwean working there, go to Apple, go to any institution, prominent organization in the world, you find Zimbabweans working there anywhere in the world. We are known because of our intellectual prowess. So we argue today that it is very critical for us to invest in human resource capital, and then begin to debate on how can somebody plow back. I at my school is paid for by Joshua Nkomo Scholarship. They never demanded anything back, but I begin to work in my society and provide whatever I can in terms of my intellectual ability to plow back to the society. So we already have people having that will in themselves without being pushed to work back in their society to build Zimbabwe. Go to the Scandinavian countries. I was in Northern Europe recently. They're free education and people work there. They come to Africa, do their research, go back. You know, you can do it here in Zimbabwe. You can have individuals going to study. In any fact, it should be a government program of action to say the best brains must be sent to these institutions, brilliant institutions of Ireland, so that they can come back and save. That's why nuclear powers, countries like Russia and so forth, have their students in Oxford, you know, and all these students come from Israel to go and study in Europe because you want to advance your economy, they want to advance their nuclear powers. So for us, that's where the debate must be, not on whether free education must be given or not. When resources are there, there's no economic argument that can justify the reason why government cannot fund tertiary education in Zimbabwe.
Aye. Loud and clear.
Loud
and clear. Gift, you are a force to reckon. I love the kind of arguments you're throwing to the nation. It shows where you stand and what you anticipate to see in a well-developed Zimbabwe. All the best in your endeavor, and I hope 2018 is going to be a great year for you. Unfortunately, we're going to be going to the end of the show, but we do appreciate you're coming on the show.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much to fellow citizens.
We will always come back to you, my brother.
Thank you,
Baba. So we get more insights and views pertaining education in Zimbabwe.
Thank you.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you very much.
So, Evans, mchokocho, quickly, what in binyelele pela, ama listeners la. Mbalumlaizelo, uIsrael Putirwa, uti Hansi, the richer are becoming richer whilst the poor are becoming poorer and poorer. Elvis Aruti watching from Beria ku
Beira. That's Mozambique.
Felix Hanzi, is it raining in Beira? As long as the ANUPF political cult is in power, it can only get worse. Max Banyika. And then Simon Mabaso says, free education is a problem even in South Africa. South Africa is failing to offer free education through the government. It's better financially than Zimbabwe. This talk of free education will take years to be realized in Zimbabwe. But daughter, yo, thank you so much. Umlayezelo siyabonga. Wonke umuntu ongenileyo kuhlelo siyabonga. Madoda isikhathi wathi ngilivalelise masanga ngevikezayo olivalisayo. Umayikhobe madoda mthwakazi omuhle lilale.
Hey, thank you. And thank you for joining in and for contributing. This is the end of the day, I'm here by the nigga.